tired, overwhelmed, going through the same cycle over and over and over again? Are you ready to just jump off the merry-go-round? Yeah, I get it. I've been there, and we are all living a journey where we need to rest. The Renewal Well podcast takes the opportunity to reset twice a week with the foundation of God's Word and authentic stories shared from your host, me, Tiffany M. Ruffner. We'll explore together with Christ as our light. Hey, 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 welcome to another episode of the Renewal Well podcast. This is actually episode number 4. Ooh, hey, y'all. So the topic for today is about understanding emotional exhausting and the role of faith in coping with it. Now, this is going to be really interesting because, one, y'all, this is like about goal setting and getting through with your goals. And I don't know if you heard the first episode of this podcast, but I've been working on this for a while. The Lord gave me the name of the podcast back in 2020. And so as time went on, I'm like, okay, I created a community. There's been a community inside a Clubhouse, and people really appreciated that, where we've read through the Gospels and we've done our own sharing. And so I came to a point where I was like, okay, well, it's time to put the podcast out. And so it's here and it's out, and it's still all the things going on, but I wanted to release it. And so I just went ahead and was like, okay, I'm just going to record. And as you know, if you listen to episodes 1 and 2, I started out on the Wisdom app, which made it a little bit easier for me to get on because it was a social media, or it is a social media app. Now, I didn't like the sound quality, and I did choose the podcast part on the app, but it just does not sound like my mic. So I just was like, let me just go ahead and start recording these on the mic, which I decided to do in the last episode. Now, I just came around across my notes that I created that should have been for episode 1. And it deals with Martha in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. And I feel like I literally am going through the same thing right now. As a matter of fact, I think I was going to release this podcast episode a couple of weeks, or maybe 3 weeks after New Year's, because on here I said, are you someone who set goals, or have you been trying to set goals? Did you have a New Year's resolution and you already ditched it because it just became emotionally exhausting? So I'm going to deal with that right now. We set goals. We make plans. You know, the Bible says like a man can plan his way. I think I just read that this morning. Hold on, y'all. I like to read my Bible while I'm doing these. And so I'm going to go to Proverbs in the chapter that I believe it was in. Okay, one of them is, the plans and reflections of the heart belong to man, but the wise answer of the tongue is from the Lord. That's Proverbs 16:1. Commit your works to the Lord, submit and trust them to him, and your plans will succeed if you respond to his will and guidance. So much of Proverbs 16 actually has these things about planning inside of it. And I'm reading from the Amplified Bible verse 9 of Proverbs chapter 16 says, a man's mind plans his way as he journeys through life, but the Lord directs his steps and establishes them. Ooh. I want to see if there's any more in this chapter. Hold on. I don't even think that I should be making you host. Since you're listening to the podcast, I should be able to cut that out. But I want to go with that one, that last one that we just read. Verse 9, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. A man's mind plans his way as he journeys through life, but the Lord directs his steps and establishes them. So I'm going to put a pin in it right there, and I'm going to go on over to Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Okay. So I am still in the Amplified Bible because I'm using my leather Bible. Okay. And it says, now while they were on their way, Jesus entered a village called Bethany, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was continually listening to his teaching. But Martha was very busy and distracted with all of her serving responsibilities, and she approached him and said, Lord, is it of no concern to you that my sister has left me to do the serving alone? Tell her to help me and do her part. But the Lord replied to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered and anxious about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, that which is to her advantage, which will not be taken away from her. Now, I want to just dissect this because I think at the time that I was writing out my ideas for this podcast, I was really on Mary's side. But today, I understand where Martha's coming from. Okay, so do you agree with Martha? I understand where Martha's coming from. I understand that she's made a plan, just like Proverbs 16, verse 9 says, that's Martha. Martha's not a man. Martha's mind plans her way as she journeys through life, which this is her journeying through life, is to one, serve the Lord when he comes to her house, because he's a house guest. And serving is really important in the Jewish culture. When people come over, it is very important to have all of those things set up. And most people want to get things together when someone comes over their house, or someone special comes over their house. They might not do that to just somebody that comes all the time. But if somebody special is coming over, you want to prepare and get things together. Although she was still preparing once he was there. You know, sometimes people want to do all of that before they come in. Sometimes even in being hospitable, people stay doing the things and still try to host at the same time. But if you think about what Mary was doing, it said Mary, who seated herself at the Lord's feet, this is verse 39, and was continually listening to his teaching. Mary chose to listen to what Jesus had to say. She was not out and preparing with Martha. Martha felt justified in asking Jesus, like, aren't you going to say something to her? Isn't this what she's supposed to be doing? And this is what Martha's plan was. Her plan was to get all the things together. However, Jesus told Martha that Mary chose the one thing that was necessary. And in this season of my life, I've been trying to see what is the one thing. I try to make my goals for the one thing. And I get frustrated a little bit when it seems like I didn't make the one thing stand out and I missed it for the day. But I have to think and relegate my thoughts to see, did I go before God in intimacy and seek Him and ask Him what is the one thing that is necessary for today? Because if I had asked Him what is the one thing necessary and not what I planned, you know, Proverbs 16:9 again, a man's mind plans his way as he journeys through life, but the Lord directs his steps and establishes them. If I allow and I go to the Lord and actually spend that intimate time like Mary, then I can see what the one thing is. Y'all, I have a clubhouse space called What's Your One Focus This Week. Now, it's not the same as the Renewal Well space, but I want to share that with you because this one thing is important. And I think we should seek the Lord to see what the one thing is. However, there's times where I'm like, okay, but I need to do this, 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 and this if I'm going to reach this, 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 and this here. So I want to share this because, and I'm going a little bit off the topic of how I originally written this to come out or the plan for this to come out, because I was going to go really into Sabbath, but I talked about that on the last episode. You know, if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to episode 3. But so this first season of the Renewal Well podcast, if you haven't recognized it yet, we are digging into rest and regeneration. And I wanted to read off these definitions because I think that Mary and myself are probably experiencing a creation of things, not from rest, not from being regenerated, but because we see all the things that we need to get done and we're just trying to check off the boxes. And that's not an effective way to live our lives and for ministry. Okay. So the definition of rest means to cease work or movement in order to relax, refresh oneself, or recover strength. Allow to be inactive in order to regain strength, health, or energy. Okay, another definition says be placed or supported so as to stay in a specified position. Is such as rest upon, be based on or grounded in, depend on. So that's like placing your hope, trust, or confidence on or in. That sounds like resting in Christ. Whew. Yes. Yeah. That's where we need to be. That's literally where Mary was. Mary was trusting, she was resting, and she was listening. She was being fed at the moment by the words that the Lord was speaking. Rest as a noun says an instance or period of relaxing or ceasing to engage in strenuous or stressful activity, a motionless state. And so that's what we need to start from. We need to start from a place of rest. And when we start from a place of rest, we can see what the one focus is and what the one thing is most important. Sometimes the Lord will say, the one thing I want you to do is to listen to what I have to say right now. Well, as he's teaching us. Sometimes the one thing is to take care of certain responsibilities, because he doesn't want us always in the secret place. Sometimes the importance is placed on carrying out tasks, working, and doing things or serving others. But we have to be, and we have to know and be in relationship with him to know what the one thing is. I also said that this first season of the Renewal Well podcast is based on regeneration. That is the action or process of regenerating or being regenerated. In particular, the formation of new animal or plant tissue. Now, I always think about biology. I took a biology class, and I could kind of see like the cells regenerating. But biology is not one of my subjects, y'all. I was a physics girl, so I loved physics, and chemistry was like probably next. Actually, I probably prefer like geology before chemistry. But chemistry is definitely above biology for me, because I just did not, my brain could not take that. Anyway, former engineer major. I was only an engineer major for a couple of years, but physics was my jam. Okay, so as you know, we've been focusing on the woman at the well. We also looked at Matthew 11, 28 through 30 about taking a real rest in the unforced rhythms of grace when we read it from the Message Bible. I love that. Like, grace is not forced. And so we should look at it from that sense of how we can move with grace. So, is God calling you to share with others, and have you been holding off on sharing because you have been in a mundane place, either in a mundane place or a busy place? Or have you been sharing everything on your mind and you need to rest? How can you find emotional healing for what's going on in your mind when you feel that no one is helping out, nobody's coming to serve, or nobody's around, you're doing all the things? Are you taking into account where maybe, just maybe, you're pushing forward too much and you really do need to take a rest, a real rest? Try journaling through this when you can this week. When you can be intentional about your emotional wellness through journaling. I journal every morning, through a collaboration that I have with a dear friend, and her ministry. And I do this on my Facebook and LinkedIn page. You just have to look up my name on Facebook if you want to follow. But because I don't have it on the Renewal Well links. But I do this daily. And I have alarms going off right now. And I'm very intentional about my one thing right now is to finish through this. Finish well. Amen. But being intentional about your emotional wellness can be done through journaling. And so as you go through these episodes, you can journal in the Renewal Well Journal notebook by going to therenewalwell.com. It's a link tree. So if you go through the link tree, you'll see the area where it says the Renewal Well Journal. And you could go ahead and pick that up. There's also an area where you could join our Clubhouse Community House, where we feed our appetites with the Gospels every Tuesday. So I feel like that's a good place to come, be refreshed and get renewed and get nourished to go back out and find that one thing. So you can go ahead and request an invite to join us. And I would love to see you over there. Let me know once you come in that you found us on the podcast. You can also write in our chat over there anything that you want to share. And you can open your own rooms when it pertains to reading the word. So if you want to read the word and get renewed in your emotions by reading God's word, you are more than welcome to start a room inside of the Renewal Well House on Clubhouse. If you would like to personally connect with me and you are a creative or think that you have a message to share about Christ with the world, but you've been on the fence, subscribe to my weekly newsletter, A Creative's Monday Mindset, where we look at the mindset of Christ each week and how we can best navigate our walk with Him. I hope that this episode gave some things for you to think about, some things to ponder on, some things to reflect on in your walk with Christ. And when it comes to emotional exhaustion, when we're doing all the things and God is only requiring us to do one thing, only one thing is necessary, as it says in Luke chapter 10, verse 42. We have to keep our minds on that and learn to lay our plans or put our plans in His hands, right? I think that was 16 verse 1. Proverbs 16 verse 1, the plans and reflections of the heart belong to man, but the wise answer of the tongue, is from the Lord. Yeah, He gives us the wise answer. And when we commit our works to the Lord, submit and trust them to Him. And I think even with this, I love the way the Amplified Bible puts that. Submit. It's like turning in something, you know, when you turn in an assignment. So you can commit your works to the Lord, submit and trust them to Him, and your plans will succeed if you respond to His will and guidance. So we must respond to His will and guidance. I am going to go ahead and close out for today. You all, thank you for joining us in the Renewal Well podcast. We will be back on Mondays and Thursdays. I hope that if you're listening to this today on Thursday, we will be back next Monday and next Thursday. We're here twice a week. So I'd love to see you back here. Have a great one.